This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard. And as we approach the Memorial Weekend, we welcome truly one of the only people in this town that needs no introduction, and that's Rocky Blyer. Rock, good morning. Morning, Rock.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Outstanding. I appreciated spending some time with you at the World War II Memorial on Monday, right there in the North Shore, across from Stage AE, and we'll talk about your special Rocky Blyer's roll call honoring our greatest generation, the centenarian veterans who were gathered there with us, and what a moment that was. But I want to share that I first met you while you were still playing. You came to record a piece for NBC, and you had already won 4 Super Bowls. And this was before Fighting Back came out, so I didn't really know your story until after the fact. I mean, you were captain of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. You come to Pittsburgh. You're drafted twice in the same year, once by the Steelers and once by our government into the United States Army. And, of course, went to Vietnam. You were wounded in battle. Didn't know if you'd walk. You know, your story so well documented about how you fought back. And then all these years later, you continue to give back. I first and foremost want to thank you for that and your contributions each and every day to this community. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's welcome for the great friendship that we've had over these years and the opportunity to be with one another and how we met. But that's what Pittsburgh is all about, and the relationships that you've built over, you know, the period of time. And I was so fortunate just to be at the right place, maybe at the right time, sometimes at the wrong place at the right time, but to be able to be a part of the success of the Steelers and what it meant to this community, much like what Memorial Day means to, you know, Memorial Day weekend means to all of us. To some of us, it's like, it's the beginning of summer. It's the kickoff. You know, the pools are open, but not in this weather. Okay,
right.
and then be able to pay tribute to those who had served our country, as we've talked about, and the last roll call for those who had served in World War II, as you were talking about it, reaching the age of 100, and we've got a chance to meet some of those people and how important that role was. But just to put things into perspective, you know, when we talk about, sometimes we lose sight. We just kind of lose sight. Memorial Day weekend, as I just made mention, is kind of like a kickoff to the summer. You know, we get picnics. Hopefully the weather doesn't rain and we can enjoy some of the festivities that take place. But also, I mean, it was created Memorial Day, where military personnel who died while serving in the armed forces. And we also celebrate, you know, and as we were talking about the World War II veterans and the memorial that's been established, but, you know, it's the 250th anniversary of our military over this next year. And you kind of have to put things in perspective, you know, that 43, I looked at this and tried to find out how many people served during that period of time. And there was 43 million men and women who served during the war period from the American Revolution. Think about it, through the global war now on terror. And out of that, over a million people died in theater, in combat. And their lives ended in places called Belleau, Omaha Beach, Salerno, Guadalcanal, the Chosin Reservoir, the jungles of Vietnam, and the desert mountains of Iraq and Afghanistan. And what becomes important about Memorial Day is what they gave us is beyond our power, really think about it, to repay. And so all we can do is remember them. And that becomes the important thing, to understand what we have, who we are, only because there are people that were willing to fight for that freedom. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. And especially as you and I talked about in that honoring those centurions from World War II, the greatest generation and what they had gone through, wars on two fronts, in Asia as well as in Europe during that period of time, and what it meant to this and to this country. And those are our most recent memories as we grew up as baby boomers, you know, with a memory of what had taken place and how heralded they were in their return and coming home. And so we shouldn't forget those who have served our country.
We're with Rocky Blyer. And Rock, I remember when you were about to go back to Vietnam 50 years after you were wounded, you thought, I've had a chance to work through, in your position and platform, a lot of issues that veterans deal with, particularly those who have faced combat and lost comrades. And then it hit you hard, as no one would be surprised that that would be the case emotionally. But is there somebody you lost that you think about still?
You know, yeah, there was, you know, fellow soldiers, and especially when we were in conflict, when I got wounded, there was a friend of mine, a fellow soldier, you know, who was ahead of me, when we were out in the rice paddies and we were just under fire, and he lost his life. I mean, I think about him.
I'm sure it's very, very challenging. And I think that's what I want to make sure people take away, to your point, that this Memorial Weekend, pause at least and think about those, even if you don't know their names. That said, I want to talk about this special event 2 weeks from today. It's Rocky Blyer's Roll Call for the Greatest Generation, and also celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States Army. Stage AE 3 to 6, and boy, the North Shore is going to be alive that day. It will be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and we'll also recognize veterans that will be in attendance, many from Vietnam and other eras, and we will make sure that they get the proper recognition. And I want to thank CASA Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed of Phase 4 Learning Center, who really was the person that dreamed all this up on behalf of her late husband, the Tom Reed Armed Forces Center, which will support. And Rock, you got to meet Terry. She's quite a person.
Very much so. And I thank her all the time for the energy she has and the forethought of being able to pull this together and create this and to be able to honor those veterans and from and especially the last roll call for World War II veterans, and so and just to be a part of it, and so it's going to take place, and then we're all going over to the Pirates game.
Yeah, they're playing the Phillies, and that said, Dr. Terry has been so impassioned in her role as a CASA representing, you know, the Commandant of the Army. That's a high civilian recognition and duty that she's taken very seriously. Do you have another minute? Because I want to play.
Yeah.
So when I talk about Rocky Blair, I say football player, right? Wounded combat veteran of Vietnam. I don't know if singer's in there yet, but songwriter is. Actor, producer, business executive. But I have the song that you helped write, and they showed it at the Steelers game last season, and I want to share it with our audience if you have a minute to stick with us.
Yes.
All right.
Very much.
We're with Rocky Blyer. Hang on. We're going to share this song.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame with Captain Rocky Blyer. You love that, Rock. I know.
I do.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, my gosh.
You're too much. I appreciate it.
That's good stuff. And before we play this song, I want to also mention, speaking of music, the Army Field Band Jazz Ambassadors will be performing world-renowned. The United States Army wanted to be a part of this 2 weeks from today. And this song we're about to play, I know that there's a collaboration of Dave Turnbull, Seth Cole, and singer-songwriter Charles Esten, who's going to sing this song. And want to thank John Waterick with the Steelers organization that helped pull all this together. And so, truly, you are a songwriter. And you went to Nashville to write this with these guys, right?
Yes, yeah, they invited me to come down, and so to be able to be a part of it, and so we sat around, and obviously, a lot of mine was say, okay, fine, I like that, okay, that'll work, okay, how about this, okay, and so it was their creation and song, and it was an amazing experience for me just to be able to see the talent that songwriters have in creating songs and putting this together. And so it was fun to be a part of.
Well, I want to share it. Charles Esten sang it live at Acrisure Stadium during a Steeler halftime. And here
I gotta tell you this. I've known Charles since he's been 5 years old. So that was my relationship with him. I knew his father very well. So that's kind of cool.
Well, here it is on KDK, The Battle of Rocky Blyer. Listen carefully to the words.
I got drafted by the Steelers in 1968. Got drafted by the Army that same year. I went from carrying a football to carrying a gun. Charlie Company, 1st Platoon, Grenadier. Took a bullet in my left leg, crawled for cover 50 yards. Took some shrapnel in my right, they gave me the Purple Heart. I came home a hero, they all knew my story. How I fought back to get back in the game. But most soldiers I know got none of that glory. No thanks or respect when they step from the plane. No, we can't change the past, but we can raise up a glass for a toast. Here's to the scars and the hearts and the names that you don't know. They came back to their cities, little towns and factory farms. The only welcome home a sign their mama made. There was no thank you for your service, no free round at the bar. And sure as hell, no Super Bowl parade. What a shame, I came home a hero. You all know my story, how I fought back to get back in the game. But most soldiers I know got none of that glory. No thanks or respect as they stepped off the plane. No, we can't change the past, but we can raise up a glass for a toast. Here's to the scars and the hearts on the names that you don't know. Well, you know me and Franco and Terry and Mean Joe and all those great names in the hall. But let's raise one more, make some noise for the names that you don't know at all. I came home a hero, they all knew my story. How I fought back to get back in the game. But most soldiers I know got none of that glory. No thanks or respect when they stepped off the plane. Some never came home at all. They're engraved on a wall made of stone. Here's to them too. Wish you knew all the names that you don't know. All the names you don't know. All the names, too many names. All the names you don't know.
Ballad of Rocky Blyer, as sung by Charles Esten. And Rock, one of the most honored moments of my career was to announce you after that song played at the stadium. And when you came out of the tunnel, wow. I mean, you've been in a lot of big venues, but you had to feel it in that moment.
Very much so. You know, and it was, you know, they did a wonderful job on that song. And I'm very honored that it had taken place. But just to be there in front of the fans at that moment. And in remembrance of that war specifically, Vietnam, and those who had fought during that period of time and did not get the recognition that military personnel get today. And as I said in the song, you know, that no one was thanked until much later for their service. And so, it was great. And I feel so very fortunate, honest to God, you know, and I look upon my life and during this period of time and have friendships like you and just to be able to be with the organization and the team and it's so fortunate. And I want to take this opportunity for those that are listening out there to thank all those who had served our country and served during a time of conflict, and whether they are listening now or family that is out there, just to be able to say thank you for sharing that with us.
And you have made your university proud, the Pittsburgh Steelers, this town, and most importantly, the United States Army. Sure. Rocky Blyer's roll call for the greatest generation, 2 weeks from today, Stage AE, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, 3 to 6. And we want to thank everybody involved, Tom Rooney, and again, CASA, Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed, the Army Field Band, Jazz Ambassadors, and all the Army military who have helped put this together, Rock. It's going to be one hell of a day, and we hope people can join us. And appreciate your time this morning, partner. What an honor to be your friend.
You're welcome. Same here. Thanks, Larry, and thanks, everybody. And enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. It'll be a big one. Thanks.
Rocky Blyer. Wow. This is the Big K Morning Show, and we've just heard over the past couple of weeks about Rite Aid, a major pharmacy chain, certainly in this area, with 50 stores part of their closure, and they've already started to empty the shelves. And we want to welcome Robert Popovian, who is a clinical pharmacist, health economist, and has expertise in drug pricing, spending, affordability, and knows this world very well. Robert, welcome back. Appreciate your time this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. A lot of people are going to experience some pain in the sense that their neighborhood, in this case, Rite Aid pharmacies, are closing. Do you know the genesis and why this company is unable to make money?
Well, it's not just Rite Aid. It's the chain drug stores, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, have been closing stores for the last, 24 to 36 months. Repeatedly, you hear news about this. And the genesis really is because two reasons. Number one, these retailers came in, these retail pharmacies came in and overbuilt. There were too many pharmacies. They drove out the independent pharmacies that were mom and pop owned. And then the second thing that has happened over time is that as the people have migrated towards using companies like Amazon for their front-end store stuff, the front-end store, the footage, the square footage just doesn't make sense from an economic standpoint. People are not buying as many things in those stores. The pharmacy still works and it's doing well, but not the front-end business of a pharmacy like a Rite Aid. And the third thing that was displayed by the FTC report that came out in 2024 is some of the practices of the PBMs that have been driving these independent pharmacies or pharmacies such as Rite Aid that are don't have an independent like a PBM affiliated with it, and how they are harming those businesses and putting them in a very difficult situation financially.
That said, we had heard that there may be price reductions to some, and that's when we last talked to, you know, about that particular issue. Do we know where we are with what might come of the price reductions? For a lot of people are waiting to hear the news.
Well, interestingly, we just released at the Pioneer Institute some research looking at the first 9 drugs. Remember, under the Inflation Reduction Act, the government basically has set prices lower for these 9 branded medicines that don't have generic competition in the market. And what we have found through our research, through the data that we've collected from patients, is that, in fact, even though the prices were suppressed by the federal government for these 9 drugs, patients actually are now paying more out of pocket for those medicines than last year at the same time.
Why?
That's because the way that the pharmaceutical market and the brand market works in the United States is that as you suppress the retail price, the top line price down, PBMs especially make less money and their margins drop. Because remember, pharma companies may be selling a drug for $100, but they don't get the net price of $100 back from a pharmacy benefit management company. They more likely get between $40 to maybe $30 back. The rest of it stays with the pharmacy benefit management company and as profit. And as you shrink the top line down, the margin shrinks, so they make less money. Well, the PBMs are not going to walk away from profit. So one of the ways that they're going to try to recoup this is to increase out-of-pocket costs for patients. And we have a tool now on Pioneer Institute that shows that clearly, that these nine drugs that, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act dropped with the promise that there will be better out-of-pocket costs for patients, the only thing that that's doing is that it's increasing costs for patients.
So we need to find a way to eliminate the middleman, Robert. It's obvious. I'm not a genius yes. by any stretch or a mathematician, but the middle men and women are making mega money off of this.
They're not only making mega money, but what is the value of their existence? You know, I mean, that's the biggest question in healthcare. You know, you can easily explain what is the value of a physician, a pharmacist, a nurse, a hospital, a clinic. All those you can do. You cannot explain to me, or nobody can explain exactly what the value of PBMs are. And if they're doing shenanigans like we just talked about, you're absolutely right. For minimum, what we need to do is to get rid of rebate contracting, because that incentivizes the PBMs to cover the higher priced medicines to get better rebate dollars back as profit, which they keep a percentage of that as profit. And so the most important thing to do is probably get rid of rebate contracting as a tactic.
To be continued, and we'll see where this leads us. And I appreciate your expertise and time, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry, for having me. Have a good morning.
Have a great weekend. From the Pioneer Institute, Robert Popovian, who is an expert in this area. And yeah, Rite Aids are shutting down, and there are a lot of people who are going to feel that in the days ahead.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, a second national security recommendation on the U.S. Steel-Nippon Steel merger has been sent to President Donald Trump. The panel was divided.
It'll be interesting to see what President Trump says, because so many people in this area are counting on some positive outcome.
Some word on the deal is expected in 2 weeks.
This vote is about making the tough decision today that will ensure a brighter future for Penn State.
Yeah, the university's board of trustees voted 25-8 last night to close 7 branch campuses, including New Kensington, Fayette, and Chenango.
Taking the emotion out, which is difficult because if it directly affects you, I certainly understand that. But the numbers don't lie. A 43% reduction in enrollment in the last 10 years.
At those 7 schools being closed.
Correct.
So how about the weather for the holiday weekend? We've had the rain and cool temperatures to deal with, and maybe some cool conditions and showers today and Saturday, but...
You're definitely guaranteed dry Sunday, and the next time we're going to see rain is likely Monday night to Tuesday.
You hear that, Paul? There were cheers outside somewhere. They went, yay, because it's been so wet, kind of nasty.
Yeah, and if you've got a long road trip ahead, it's a lot nicer when you don't have to drive in the rain.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend driving to Philly yesterday, and the rain, he was driving in and out of the rain all the way across the state, and it's looking good now. Most of the rain is just to the east and north of the city and pushing away, so... We're gradually going to get there after we had some extreme weather with 2 tornadoes confirmed in Butler and 1 in Finleyville.
Yeah, Washington County's had 2 so far this year.
Thank you, Paul.
Markets ended Thursday with small moves as the House passed President Trump's budget bill and the bond market showed signs of stabilizing. The Dow was down just 1 point. The Nasdaq gained 53. S&P dropped 2 points. The spring home buying season is showing a troubling trend. The National Association of Realtors reports existing home sales dipped 2% from April of last year for the worst showing since 2009. That's despite a high demand for homes, with economists pointing to high interest rates as the probable cause. The United States is about to make no sense. Pennies, that is. The National Mint is moving forward with President Trump's plan to stop production of the penny. It just made its last order for the copper coins. The Treasury expects to save $56 million in materials annually with the move. And right before you fire up the grill for your backyard barbecue this Memorial Day weekend, expect to pay more. Rabobank released its annual BBQ index, showing the average cookout for 10 adults will cost $103 this year, a 4% increase over last year. Tomatoes, chicken, and beef prices are all rising due to high demand and supply chain issues. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Friday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
No more pennies manufactured? I guess that makes sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.